Insurance companies say they use credit scores to figure out what to charge policyholders because they're strikingly accurate. The better a person's credit, the less likely that person is to file a claim. That means they're less risky to insure, which is why they qualify for lower rates. But critics say the trouble is that in the process, people who have excellent driving records but bad credit end up paying more for their insurance. Racine Democratic Senator John Lehman says that can end up hurting people who need insurance the most, especially during a time of economic downturn.
If you happen to live in the northern part of the state and you work at a paper mill and they close down and you're facing rough times and you get behind on a little payment, that doesn't make you a worse driver, but it makes you a target of an insurance company for higher premiums.
But Republican Senator Luther Olson of Ripon says this is one area where lawmakers should leave the insurance industry alone. He says that if you look at the aggregate, the majority of people actually see their premiums go down when credit scores are thrown into the mix.
When you look at the mass amount of people, it works. And I would hope that we wouldn't take this tool away from the insurance industry, because really what you're doing is you're disadvantaging the people who buy insurance.
The plan squeaked out of the Senate with mostly Democratic support. It now heads to the Republican-controlled State Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.